You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Welcome back to another installment of the Study Clicks podcast. We're your hosts, Ness and Emer, back again for a new episode all about pressure this time around. So we're going to be talking about various issues that surround school, exams, studying, and on the theme of pressure, basically. So most people will experience pressure at some point in your school career, whether it's coming from your friends, yourself, your parents, your teachers. And it's really a horrible feeling. It's not enjoyable time at all. So this podcast is just going to be a little bit of the different types of pressure you might be feeling and how to try and overcome that, how to try and tackle it to make your school time a bit easier, to mind your own mental health, to make everything just that little bit less stressful and take some of that pressure off you and just put yourself at ease and just focus on school and studying, but without taking it too far and without there being this horrible sort of grey cloud of pressure over it the whole time.
Exactly. Okay, so I think one of the most common types of pressure that people feel is coming from their parents. A lot of the time, people might think that there is pressure there that isn't really, that, you know, you're kind of, your parents are expecting you to do well. The pressure could also be coming from your past self, where your parents might be thinking, oh, they got really good results in all these exams before, so I'm expecting them to do well. So you're kind of competing with your past self, and you think that your parents might be expecting a certain standard from you all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I used to feel that a lot as well. I would do well in an exam, or maybe consecutively do pretty well in a certain subject, and then every time I would do an exam after that, I would be really worried that it didn't go that well. So I would always have to like say to our parents beforehand, oh, I think I really didn't do well in that one, because I was so afraid of not doing well. And then there being this like, oh my God, but she did so well in all the other ones, and what's going on? And I'm so disappointed. Yeah. And I was so afraid of this. So I would always like talk myself down after doing an exam because of the fear of actually not keeping up with my past self. So it is, you know, people, subjects get harder and you are introduced to new things and things like that. So don't worry about not doing as well as your past self, because you're always learning more and the course always gets harder. So don't make yourself feel like you have to stay at the exact same level all the time. Your brain changes, it learns at different rates. You don't have to deal with this pressure of your past self the whole time.
And parents and teachers are adults and they should understand this themselves anyway. But yeah, like Emer said, sometimes if you feel like you need to talk them through it or talk to them about it, especially if you're feeling kind of upset about it yourself, just talking in general kind of helps.
If you find yourself that you're in the position where your parents haven't explicitly said anything to put you in under pressure, have a look at the situation yourself and think, oh, maybe I am actually putting this pressure on myself, and then talk to your parents about it, or whoever you think you might be disappointing, and they will let you know pretty quickly that they love you no matter what, that they support you, that it's okay, that they're there to support you if you need help in a subject, anything like that. You will find 90% of the time that no one is trying to put pressure on you, and you're putting that pressure on yourself. So assess the situation, try and be very introspective about it and say, okay, is someone actually putting pressure on me, or is this all just on me? And a lot of the time it is just on you. And once you realize that, it's really easy to alleviate that pressure off yourself, because it was you putting it on yourself in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the other end of the stick, you have people who do have parents who tell them to achieve this and that. And this can be much trickier to navigate. But at the end of the day, like, you're only doing everything for yourself. If you end up doing everything to please your parents or to please anyone in your life, you're ultimately going to end up really stressed and very miserable in the long run. So my advice for tackling this is, you're going to have to just talk to your parents about it, especially if it's a case of, oh, you know, they're both medical professionals and they expect you to do the same, and you need a very high amount of points, and you're not even sure if you want to do that, or
talking it out is just what you have to do. And you might be in an unfortunate case where the person you're talking to is not reasonable and won't want to listen to you, but the least you can do is try. And the best way to go about it is in a really calm manner. If you can try and sit someone down in a calm atmosphere, try not to get into a shouting match where your emotions just completely burst and then you're crying and shouting at the person saying that you hate them, that they put so much pressure on you. It's not an impossible situation, and I understand why that situation could happen, because if you are feeling so stressed, then your body just reacts in this very kind of explosive way, which makes total sense if you are so stressed and under pressure. So I recommend, if you are trying to confront someone about how you're feeling, then try to really collect yourself before doing it. Maybe do some deep breathing, try and have some meditation or yoga before you try and talk to someone. Sit them down, maybe with a cup of tea. Doing something in advance, like maybe making a list of the areas where you feel under pressure, why you feel under pressure, how you think that you can change feeling this way. So you might maybe sit down with, let's say, a parent who is putting you under pressure and say, look, I'm not trying to attack you here. I just am under a lot of pressure and stress at the moment because of what I think you expect of me. It's really affecting my mental health and my life in general. I would really appreciate it if you could support me in a more gentle and understanding manner, and just let them know how you think that they can help you. And hopefully that will go down well and it will be taken with respect and things will change. If you're in a really unlucky situation where it doesn't change, then I guess what you can try and do is just remember, like Nessa said, that you are doing it for yourself. It's unfortunate that they might not try and help you as much as you hope they would.
Yeah.
But do remember that you are your own person, and if they're not going to support you and support your well-being, then you have to take that into your own hands. Maybe go to some friends to try and get it instead. A lot of times friends, if you're in a bad situation where you're feeling a lot of pressure, friends will be very quick to say, wow, that's crazy. And then listen to your friends, because they're right. There's no real reason to put anyone under that much pressure. Mm-hmm. So take comfort and take calmness from other people. Try to really take up things that will de-stress you, because obviously pressure leads to stress. So just, if you are in a situation where you don't think you can escape this pressure that's coming from whatever source, try and do other things in your life that will help alleviate the pressure and the stress somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Another really kind of common source of pressure can be from older siblings who've done exams before. We get that question a lot with people, just kind of thinking, like, you kind of automatically think if your sibling has already gone through the exam system and they've done really well, that you feel you need to live up to their standards. And like we said, parents are kind of, you might believe that your parents are expecting similar things from you. And I knew I had that myself. My brother doing the junior cert and the leaving cert before me, and knowing exactly what he got and wanting to outdo him. Just so, like, sometimes it can be a bit of fun, but at the end of the day, it's just an added source of pressure that you absolutely don't need. And I'll say it again, that you just need to remind yourself, you're not your older sibling. You are your own person. These exams, your subjects, how you've gone about them, how you've learned, that's all your own brain.
And you also have to remember that the leaving cert and the junior cert, it's only one way of, it's only one type of intelligence really that it's testing. So just because your sibling might have gotten 600 points or something like that doesn't mean that you're not just as brilliant or even more brilliant than them in another way. You might be far more creative, or you might, it's unfortunate that the exams do tend to just look at one type of intelligence and only reward that intelligence, but you're worth so much more than just exams, and your parents know that. I promise you, they know that. And no one's looking for you to get the exact same points as someone, a high achieving sibling, or even more points. Again, you are putting that pressure on yourself. So just throw it out the window, because there's so much more to you than just points and or grades and things like that. You know yourself, what you're good at and what you like in life. So don't put it all down to just leaving a junior cert exams, or even if you're not even doing one of those exams this year and it's just Christmas or summer exams that you're putting this pressure on yourself for. Like, that's big time, not necessary, because you can go on to do so many other different things in life that have nothing to do with how good you are at maths or how good you are at writing an essay about Shakespeare. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just so much else out there that you can do that shows what a great person you are in so many other ways outside of just sitting exams. So don't put all of the pressure and all of the importance of life on sitting exams, because it's just not what's important.
Yeah, it's mad that you could just so easily forget that as well, because I suppose up until secondary school you haven't been doing exams, but for the most of your living memory you can only remember being in school.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So it's hard for you to kind of imagine a life outside of it, and kind of hard to think, like, if you're a certain age now, you know everything about yourself and you know what you're talented at and what you're good at. Like, absolutely not. You're going to leave school and you're going to learn so much about yourself, and you're going to try new things, and you're going to take up new hobbies and recognize new talents. Like, you'll have that time after school when you're not so focused on studying and exams. So yeah, try to remember that when you're really under pressure, is that you have spent nearly your entire life in school and you don't know very much else right now. So that you are, like we always say, you're always worth so much more than the results you get on a piece of paper at the end of the school year.
Yeah, there's just so much more to life. Yeah. Like you said, you'll go to college and you might join a cool club or society of this cool hobby that you've never tried before, and it just becomes your complete passion and you're really good at it, and you go on to be representative of Ireland in it, or you know what I mean? This is like a very odd random example, but there's just, the point we're trying to make across is that the exams just don't merit, they're not worth putting pressure, that much pressure on yourself at least, over, because you're about to do so much more with your life than just these exams, and you will forget these exams pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So just don't worry about it. Take that pressure off yourself if you're the one putting it on you in the first place. And if it's someone else that's putting it on you, then just do your best to have a calm and reasonable conversation with the person. Let them know in a very reasonable and calm way how you're feeling. Write it out if you can. Writing things makes things a lot easier to get out. And
yeah, if the pressure is coming from someone else, you just constantly have to remind yourself that you're your own person. And at the end of the day, any results you get in school, or anything that is a result of how you've done well in school, will only affect one person. It won't affect your parents, it affects you. So just really hold on to that thought when you're getting stressed from all the pressure that's on you.
Yeah. And then do remember, if you're in a situation where you can't really escape that pressure, do things for yourself. Try and do some meditation or talk to friends. Do as much as you can to make the situation easier on yourself if other people aren't really making it easier for you. Take it into your own hands and do everything you can to just still lead a not very stressful school life.
And do what makes you happy.
Yeah, that's just so important.
So I think we'll leave it there. That's everything to do with pressure, pressure related to school and studying, exams, pressure from friends, siblings, parents, from yourself that you don't even know.
Yeah, and that's not to say every pressure is bad either. I know we've kind of just bad talked pressure for the last 15 minutes, but of course a little bit of pressure is good as well. You know, they say that about, is it coal? That's when you put coal under enough pressure, it turns into a diamond.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can kind of put that metaphor into human terms as well sometimes. You know, a little bit of pressure or a little bit of stress is actually good sometimes. Yeah, but it's, we're addressing those of you who are kind of in a really, really stressful and really under loads of pressure, which we're doing this podcast because we get so many people who come to us in these situations. So it's obviously happening to a lot of people. You're not alone. If you think you are alone in one of these situations, just know that there are a lot of other students dealing with this as well. You can talk on our discussion forum to other students if you want and find out how other people maybe deal with being under pressure. I'm sure you'll get some really good answers there as well. So like I said, just do as much as you can to help yourself out, because you can get through this and it is going to be totally fine.
Exactly. And if you can think of anything else that like we didn't address in the podcast, or if you have any questions related to studying, we are always there. There's so many different ways of contacting us. So you can email us, you can message us through the site, you can message us on any of the StudyClicks social media. So, or any, if you're on Instagram or Snapchat, Facebook or Twitter, send us a quick message on any of those and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Yep. So that's pretty much it for the podcast. If you want to leave us a review wherever you're listening to the podcast, we would love it.
Please do. 5 stars.
Yeah, you'd be our star if you gave us 5 stars.
I hope that comment was so endearing that you gave 5 stars.
But yeah, so we're going to leave it there for now. But make sure to tune in to our next podcast coming soon. We're going to be loading it with more tips for the exams and studying and how to make life that little bit easier for you when you're doing your exams. Make sure to subscribe and keep listening. And if you like Study Clicks as well, make sure to tell your friends about it. That would be amazing. Otherwise, have a great day or night whenever you're listening to this, and we'll see you next time.
Best of luck.